Welcome to WHRW Binghamton. My name is Roy St. John with This Day in History. On October 28, 1919, Congress passes the Volstead Act over President Woodrow Wilson's veto. The Volstead Act provided for the enforcement of the 18th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, also known as the Prohibition Amendment.
Now, excuse me, gentlemen, I have to go back to the congressional bathtub.
That sounds sensible and not suspicious at all, Senator. You go do that. Ah! Seems the sender forgot his monocle. Oh, hello, sender. You forgot your... Oh, my God!
No, it's not liquor. I was just very dirty when I got in the bathtub.
That's strange. I suppose that makes sense, but who are these women?
Nobody.
Huh. I guess this isn't suspicious at all. Here's your monocle, sender. And remember, we've got a quorum tomorrow.
Yeah, right. Thank you. And, my assistants say goodbye.
Goodbye. What?
I find your actions very suspicious. We must settle this matter with fisticuffs!
You've seen too much, sir!
Okay, how about you?
Left, right, jab, hook!
Sally?
Up, down, roundhouse!
Yeah, Allison?
Should we leave?
Sonic boom!
We certainly shouldn't tell anyone. Let's
Yoga
go.
Yoga flame!
The fight of the two senators did take down the entire city of Washington, D.C. Had the two young ladies told the police about the fight going on, as they probably should have, we could have saved our nation. This is WHRW Binghamton with This Day in History.